Okay, today's Daf Chav Dalet. We're in Chav Gimel of Beis by the two dots where it says Lazesh Shnayim v'Lazesh Shnayim. This year is learned Le'il Nishmas David Yechiel Michal ben Yoshua Chaim, sponsored by the Dathkel family. Okay, so we said Lazesh Shnayim v'Lazesh Shnayim. One brother had two brothers. One man had two brothers. He married a woman, but he doesn't know which one of the two sisters he married. Another man had two brothers. He also married a woman, one of the same two sisters, the same Rachel and Leah. Again, we said yesterday, Reuven married either Rachel or Leah, he's not sure. Moshe married either Rachel or Leah, he's not sure. Reuven had Shimon and Levi as brothers. Moshe had Aaron and Elazar as brothers. So the Gemara says, and what did we say? We said they cross chalit each other, and then they can marry the other Yibam, right? So Reuven, Shimon does chalit on one woman. Aaron marries that woman. Levi does chalitza on one woman, and Elazar marries that woman. Right? Elazar does chalitza on one, and Levi marries that one. Right? That's what we said yesterday. So the Gemara says, the truth is, hasu lamali hainuhach. It's the same thing as yesterday. Same thing as the previous cases. There's no new chiddush here. It's the exact same thing. Just what? Just added more people. Same principle. Malatim, I would have thought, ligzar dilma miyabim below chalitza. I would have thought, maybe we make a gzeira. That they're going to do even before chalitza, as we said. Chalitza must come first. Why must chalitza come first? Chalitza must come first because you have to destroy an Izika. So chalitza must come first. Therefore, I would have thought we're not going to allow it because they're going to forget to do chalitza first. Kamash Balan, it's not a problem. Now, Maishna Meha Ditnan. Why is this different than what we've learned numerous times already? The following case. Listen to this carefully. We've heard this case numerous times already. Arba Achin, there are four brothers. Shnayim Mehem Nesuim and Shtei Achoyos. Two of them are married to two sisters. Right? Umesu, and they die. Reuven and Shimon are married to... Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon's married to Leah. And they die. And now there's Levi and Yehuda here. Waiting to get married, waiting to do Yibam and Chalitza. What's the story? Hanosin and Zachoyos, the Umesu and Hanosin and Zachoyos, the brothers married to the two sisters die. Hare Elu Choletes Velo Mesia Bemes. There's Chalitza and there's no Yibam. And Rashi adds on the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line from the bottom, Rashi says, Velo Mesia Bemes. Uktani Seifa over there, Imkad Muvichantu. Yotziu, if they do marry, then we force them to get divorced. And Hakam Vahacha Katani Ein Motziim Yada. And Hakam here they let you stay married. Now it's not really the same case. Why? Because over there, the two women that come that one two women fall to Levi in Yibam, right? And two women fall to Yehuda in Yibam, right? They're both vadais. They're both vadais. Vaday Yibums. Vada Yevamas. The only thing is, they're coming from two different men. They're coming from two different brothers. Here, these two women, only one of them is a Vadai. The other one's a Shafik. It's not the same thing. Why is it that in that Mishnah, why can't somebody do Yibam and Chalitza? Why not? So we're going to learn about it in a few days. We've said it numerous times because it's considered as a Zekuka. We're going to learn all about that. It's actually, today's what, Tuesday? I think it's Thursday's Daf. Chavav, whatever day Chavav is. You hear what I'm saying? It's a different case. Not the same case at all. Over there, both women are Vadais. The only thing is, one's coming from Reuven, one's coming from Shimon. Here, one of them is a Suffolk. One of these women is not nothing wrong with her.
Oh, so you don't remember who you married?
Right. No, you don't remember who you married. So Reuven married one of these women. He died. She falls now to Shimon or Levi. And there's two women, but only one of them is his wife. Doesn't know which one. So do Yib Chalitz on one, and Yib can do the other one. Here, you can't, for whatever reason, you can't do Yib on either one, because they both fall as Vadais. Why can't you do Yib on either one? That we'll learn in a few days. So Gemara says, Hachi Hashta? Like, I can't compare. Hasam over there, Ilamanda Amar Yesh Zika, if you hold Yesh Zika, and both of them are Zikas, and maybe the Zikas, it's called a sister of a Zika, then Yesh Zika. You can't undo that. And e lamanda amar asa levatal mitzvahs yabmin. And if you want to tell me that we're going to learn, it's an asa to be mevatal the mitzvah yibum, asa levatal mitzvahs yibum. It's asa to be mevatal the mitzvah yibum. That might be a reason why you cannot marry either one of these women. We'll learn about it. Hacha, but over here, kol chad v'chad, each woman, amar didei, kamis ramalei. You could say, each woman, she fell to me. In other words, both of them can't fall to me. They can't both be asur. Only married one woman. How can there two here? Oh, you don't know which one. All right. So one of them will be all right. Not the same case at all. Then we said, kadmu v'kantu ein motzi'in. If you went ahead and married them, we don't make you divorce them. What's the isur? What's the problem here? Right? Tani Sheila. Tani Sheila. Sheila learned, Vafilu shneim kahanim. Even if two of them are kahanim. So let's change the case now. Now you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They're all kahanim. They're brothers. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are kahanim. Moshe, Aaron, and Lazar are not kahanim. What happened now? Moshe married one of them. Reuven married the other one. They both die. Now you have Shimon and Levi. And on the other side you have Aaron and Elazar. Shimon does chalitza on one. Aaron does chalitza on one. Levi can do yibum on the other one. And Elazar does yibum on the other one. The problem is, Levi, who's a Kohen, is marrying a woman that chalitza was done to. Right? Who was it done by? The other side. But he's marrying a chalitza. How can he do that?
It wasn't from his. From
so what? So what? Somebody calls him a Kohen and have a shidduch for you. Shabbos means she's a chalitza. Not allowed to go out with that girl. Right? Kohen can't marry a chalitza. So what's going on here? So the truth is, it's only a safek chalitza. It's only a safek. Right? I'm not sure.
Sure
you're not sure
what?
What?
Huh? You did chalitza.
You're not sure. Yes, chalitza was done, but it was only done. Misafik.
Right, it's not a, like a.
It's not a vada chalitza. It was done. I'm not saying it wasn't done. It was done. It was only done misafik. So therefore what? So says the Gemara, Tani Shila, Fafilu Shneim Kahanim. Even if they're both Kahanim, that one side of the family, one family, why? My time, why? Chalutza derabananhu. Chalutza is only derabanan. For Suffolk Chalutza, lo gazibu rabanan. And a Suffolk Chalutza, we're not going there. You hear that? Unbelievable. Right?
Oh, it's only derabanan.
Chalutza, the fact that a Kohen cannot marry a Chalutza is only derabanan.
On the
Grusha's Arisa. On Grusha's Arisa. So that says the Gemara, what are you talking about? For Chalutza derabanan, Yvatanya, Gerusha, Ainli El Gerusha. I only know Gerusha. Chalutza minayin. What about a Chalutza? Talmud Lomar V'isha. It's a Pasuk. No. Midrabanan hu. V'kras smachta ba'alma hu. It's a Pasuk. The Pasuk is only a smachta. Really, it's Dindrabanan. That's not a smachta. What?
You knew that the did marry her. You don't tell her to get divorced.
Correct.
The Kohen.
Because only a Safik Chalutza.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
What
about the children? Are they following?
Probably not. Because otherwise it would make you get divorced. Probably not. Okay, this is a very short Mishnah. One line. Mitzvah begadol liyabim. It's a mitzvah for the oldest brother, the bechor, the gadol, to be miyabim. But if one of the other brothers comes along and does it, that's perfectly good. Okay. Now.
You mean the oldest surviving?
Correct. Now, the. If you look at the. Okay.
No, I mean
okay.
The oldest one died.
Right. The one after him died.
Old
is
he saying it's right?
Correct.
It's not, right.
Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. It says in the Torah like this. It says in the Torah, so the Torah says like this. Ki yeshu achim yachav. There are two brothers living together. Umeit echem. And one of them dies. Uben einlo. Doesn't have a son. Lo siye eshes hameit hachutzel ish zar. Don't let the woman go out some foreign boy. Yivama yavo ala, the brother-in-law should marry her. Ulakachal ala isha, take her for a wife. V'yidma, do the mitzvah v'yibum. Then it says, V'haya ha-bechar asher teled. The bechar that will be born, Yakum al Shem Achiv Hames will stand, will be Makayim, the name of the dead brother. V'lo Yimache Shemo Mi Yisrael. And his name shouldn't be blotted out in Yisrael. Okay? We're going to translate that pasuk in a completely different way. Okay, I just read you the pasuk. V'haya, and it'll be Habachar, the Bachar, Asher Teled, that will be born, right? Right? Yakum al Shem Achiv Hameis will be making the brother, right? Don't wipe his name out in Yisrael. Don't forget about him. What? What do you mean? The Bachar Asher Teled, the Bachar that will be born.
Right. Why is it Bachar, it says?
He's a Bachar because he didn't have any children before.
What are you talking about? It says Bahaya Bachar Asher Teled. It implies the brother-in-law will marry this woman.
Right.
And the Bachar that will be born,
right. Child of the
you should name him after the name of the father.
If he is not the Bachar from the...
All I said in the Mishnah was that when a man dies without children, the oldest brother should do Yibam. That's all I said. I didn't say anything about what happens after they get married. So all I said, all the Mishnah said was, the oldest brother does Yibam. How do you know that? We don't know that yet. We don't know how we know that. Mishnah made a statement. It doesn't quote anything. One line Mishnah. The oldest brother should do Yibam. And if a younger brother does it, it works.
You tell me a pasuk that says
what?
If they get married
and they have a bechor, you name the bechor after you name the boy deceased, after his dead
deceased
brother. Right.
But what do you mean if let's say the second brother?
Yeah.
Okay, so he already has three children.
Doesn't matter.
Boy.
Right.
Now, but how can that be? It's not his
Bechor. It is his Bechor. The mother.
So, you're asking a very good question. Here we go. Tanur Banan. V'haya ha-Bechor. And it says, and the Bechor. Mikan she-mitzvah begadol liyabim. It doesn't mean the Bechor that's going to be born. It means the Bechor of the brothers. That's what it means. Right? It doesn't mean the Bechor is going to be born. Forget that. It means the Bechor of the brothers. If Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun dies without children, who should do Yibam? The Bechor. Who's the Bechor? Reuven.
It's not what the Torah says at all.
In a minute, Rav is going to say this is the only pasuk in the Torah that is not read kipshuto. Okay? In a minute.
I don't even know how you come to the idea that this
Asher Teled. Do the next pasuk. That's why I read the pasuk out right first. Asher Teled. What does it mean, Asher Teled? We're not talking about the child that's going to be born. We're talking about the people that are still alive. Asher Teled. Pratla Islandis She'en Yoledes. That excludes an islandist that can't have children. Yakum Al Shem Achiv L'Nachala. Yakum Al Shem Achiv L'Nachala. The brother, Shimon, who does Yibum, gets Reuven's Nachala.
Asher Teled means the firstborn that...
We're reading it born. Not literally.
Oh, not literally.
Right? You would say it means for Nachla. Oh, in real shame, Yosef, Kornos of Yosef, Yochanan, Kornos of Yochanan. The dead brother's name was Yosef. You call him Yosef. You call the new baby Yosef. His name was Yochanan. You call the new baby Yochanan. No, that's not what it means. What it means is, Nemar Khan, Yochum al Shem, Achiv, V'nemar Lahalon, and it says by Yerusha, Al Shem Achehem Yikru B'Nachalosam Ma Shem Lahala Nachla. The word Shem over there means Nachla. Af Shem Amarka Nachla. So too, what the word Shem over here means is Nachla. V'lo Yimachi Shmo, and you shouldn't wipe out his name. Pratla Sris. This excludes a Sris. Sheshmo Machli. His name was already blotted out because he couldn't have children. He was alive even. Amar Rava says Rava. You see from here. Af Agaf. Even though the Bechalat Torah Kula. Ein mitzvah yotzei b'dei pshuto. The Torah never goes out from its pasha pshat.
She does
all the time. Very few times. Hacha asoy gzeirah shava apitzei mipashtei legamri. Here, it goes out legamri. It totally goes out. It's totally read in a non-literal way. Says Rashi something fascinating. Look at the Rashi. Apitzei legamri. She'ain tzarech likros livno b'shem achiv hames. You don't have to call the brother after the dead brother, the son after the dead brother, right? When a son is born, when Shimon marries the Yavama, when Shimon marries Reuven's wife and has a son, you don't have to call that boy Reuven. You don't have to do that, says Rashi. No, that does not mean. No, you call whatever you want. You can call whatever you want. What does it mean? Shame means for the inheritance. Says Rashi, Vahachi Gomar Le Mirabe. And Rava learned that from his Rebbe. Is Rashi telling you? What do you think Rava made it up?
Rava
told it to. What? What's the alternative? Rava made it up? What's Rashi saying?
What if a girl is born?
We're not talking about a girl being born. It's irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
My problem with this whole thing is Siddukim argued on everything that was not pashut.
What? Just the opposite. They held everything as literal.
Exactly, but we don't.
Right. Right. What?
But we don't.
Right.
Exactly. We don't. When you put it into film, you don't put it into film between your eyes.
Right. I hear you.
You're happy for it.
I hear you. It's not that often. I told you. How many times did Siddukim argue?
7, 11?
I think 15. And most of them about the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Most of them. Right?
I don't understand Rashi as well.
Why?
I mean, the whole purpose of Yibum is that you should perpetuate his name.
Correct. You don't have to name after him to perpetuate his name. Just the fact that he had the fact that his wife had a son.
But the Neshama is called...
I hear.
The Neshama has a name.
But by the way, Rashi is just saying one of the examples of the Gemara. Why did Rashi have to pick that? You don't have to name the son after the dead brother. You don't have to do that. He could have said, doesn't have to be a Bechor. The word Bechor doesn't mean a Bechor. Right? And then Rashi, and by the way, Rava got it from his Rebbe. I don't know Rashi.
What happens if there's a girl first?
No, he asked that question just a minute ago.
It's a Bechor for her.
Right. Now, why? No, what if she had children before? Girl. What if she had children before? Oh, and now she marries this guy? Still has to have Yibam. The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. V'i lav gzeira shava, and if not for the gzeira shava, hav amina, shame mamish. I would have thought it's mamish to name. Laman kamahazer machmara. Who's giving this name? Liyavam. The Yavam's giving the name? Then yakam al shem achicha yibayla. It should have said, name him after your brother. Right? Is it Bezin's doing this? It should have said, after the brother's father's brother, right? Dil mahachikamar. Maybe that's what the Torah says. Dil mahachikamar lehu rachmano lebezin. Amru le liyavam. Yakum al shem achiv. Bezin should tell the brother, you be making the name. Maybe that's what it means. Ella asai gzereshava apite legamri. But therefore, the Gzeira Shava comes and totally says this pasuk is not read literally. Hashda de kamarta krabagadol ksiv ema bechor. Hashda de kamarta krabagadol. Now, when it says the bechor, we're talking about the oldest brother, right? That's what we're talking about now. The oldest brother Zvulun died. Reuven should do yibum. So I would say like this: ema bechor liyabim, pashul liyabim. Only a bechor should do yibum. And what if there is no Bechor? No Yibam. There's no Yibam. And if there's a Pashut, a regular boy, a regular brother, let's say the one who died is the Bechor. Let's say there is no Bechor. The oldest was a girl. And now there's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, all these children are born. There's no Yibam. There's only Yibam. There's a Bechor. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, Eishis Achiv, Shalohaya Ba'alamo, D'miyat Machman Alamali. If that's the case, then why do we need a Miyot that there's a brother that can't be alive at the same time? If it can only be a Bechor, he's automatically alive because he's older than him. You hear that? Right. If only Reuven could do Yibam for Zevulun, sure. Then how can for sure anyone born afterwards can't do Yibam? Right. So what do we need to mean it like that for? The answer is for Mr. Freud's case. Parak Ravachai. What are you talking about? The Emel with the Bechor Deima. Maybe the mother had children from a previous marriage, and there's a Bechor there. So the Gemara says, "Hahu lo matzah samarta." That you can't say, because the yibum benachla tala rachmana benachla medav lo menaim. Only father's brothers, not mother's brothers.
It's interesting that the Torah's example he gives is only two brothers.
Correct.
So there's no older brother.
Correct. The Gemara is going to mention that in a minute. So that, now the, look at Rashi. The last Rashi before the lines get wider. Umemela b'char not pishnayim hu demiyabim. Only a b'char that can get pishnayim, meaning a b'char from a father. Abu b'char le'ein lo. Not a mother. Not a, the mother had b'chars. It's irrelevant. Umedemayte. Since we exclude that shmamina b'char dekra lav davka ela gadol achim. It can't mean the b'char. What does it mean? The oldest brother. V'ema, how about this? Let's say this. Kiyak a bachar, tiskaya mitzvah zibam. If there's a bachar, then there's yibam. Kilek a bachar, lo tiskaya mitzvah zibam. And if there's no bachar, there's no yibam. Right? So Rashi says in the first wide line, klomar, la'ol dilma la'olam bachar dafka. Maybe it really means a bachar. V'hachi ka'amar rachmana, iyak a bachar, kamecha. If there's a bachar here, tiskaya mitzvah zibam, o b'bachar, o b'pashat. Then either one could do it. It has to be that there's a younger brother here, otherwise there would never be a case of Shalola Ola. Right. And if there's no Bachar, there's no Yibim, and then she's off the hook from everybody. Says the Gemara, Kempi, Amar Kra, Umeis Echad Mehem, Milo is Kinan, the Miss Bachar. Can't it be that the Bachar died? Amar Rahmana, Liabim Katan. Doesn't the Torah say someone else should do Yibam? That can't be right. The Ema, maybe the Miss Katan. No, maybe the Katan died. Maybe the younger brother died. From Rachmana, Liyabim Bechar. And then the Torah says that that's when you're going to have Yibam. Only when a non Bechar dies. But if a Bechar dies, there'll be no Yibam. Says the Gemara, impossible. Hamiyat Rachmana, Eishes Achav Shaloy Balamo. No, because you have such a thing as an Eishes Achav Shaloy Balamo. The only way that could be is if he's younger. Yeah. Exactly. V'ema, how about this? Ki lek a bachar. Ki lek a bachar. Katan zacha. If there's no bachar, then a katan can do it. The younger brother can do it. V'ik a bachar. Katan lo zacha. But if there's a bachar, and a katan did it, one of the younger brothers did it, it wouldn't work. Says the Gemara, no. Amar kra, ki yeshvu achim yachtav. Hukshu yeshivas achim zelazeh. All the brothers are the same as him. They're all equal. What's the pshat? It's a preference for the older brother. That's all. V'ema, how about this? Ki ik a bachar lahadar agadol. If there's a bachar, go after the older brother. Ki lak a bachar ein chozer etzel gadol. And if there's no bachar, it makes no difference. Alama tani abba kashisha. Why did abba kashisha say mitzvah begadol liabim? If the older brother's around, he's the best mitzvah. Lo ratza holchem etzel agav akaton. Then if he doesn't want to do it, you go to the next brother. Lo ratza chozer etzel gadol. And then maybe you go back to the gadol. So I have to do all that. Kiz ki bachar. It's like bachar. Ma bachar bachoraso garmalo. Just like a bachar, his firstbornness caused him to be a bachar. Av gadol gadol gadola gidulasa garmalo. His older brother caused him to be an older brother. Therefore what? Therefore,
even if it's not the bachar,
it doesn't make
it doesn't make your own.
Exactly. Right. The ema, and maybe like this. Ki miyabein bachar lishkol nachla. When the bachar, maybe this is what the pasuk means to tell me. When the bachar does yibam, he gets the brother's yerusha. Ki miyabein pashut. When one of the other brothers does it, lo lishkol nachla, he doesn't get the yerusha. Maybe that's what the bachar means. Amar kra yakum al shem achiv. It says yakum al shem achiv. Farei kam. He did it.
The minute he does yibum,
exactly.
All his nechassim go to him.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. That can't be pshat. Ela bachar dekriya rachmana lamai hilchasa. So then, why does it say the word bachar? Why? Ligriusa. It's actually to tell you a negative thing. What? That ma bachar eino notal beroy ki b'muchzak. Just like a bachar doesn't take future proceeds like he takes current proceeds. So too, this guy, this brother, also only gets, that's a halacha by Bukhar. A Bukhar only gets double from what exists. So the father died, and the day after he dies, the date of death, you have to see what the estate is worth. Let's say the day after death, the father wins the lottery. There's a ticket in the draw, and the father won the lottery. The Bukhar does not get pishayim from that lottery ticket. Why not? Because it wasn't muhsab. It wasn't here. It was potential.
How can you get pishayim? Where are you going to get
What do you mean? You go to the lottery office, they give you $1 million, and you divide it up, and you get double.
All right.
No, it doesn't work like that. Why? Because there's only potential. It wasn't here. So do the same thing with this brother. Don't think it's a special deal. No, he gets exactly like a regular Bukhar.
I still understand this.
Yeah.
Why can't we just simply say that when he's talking about Bukhar in the Torah, he's talking about the firstborn from this marriage?
That's what the Torah says. So that's what I'm telling you. Rava said this pasuk is not literal.
I still don't. I can't.
The only thing I thought, I can't put the
pasuk together unless that's the only way it can work.
Right.
Is that he's talking about when they do miyabim, the firstborn from that marriage. That's what he's talking about.
The only thing I can think of is this is the only pasuk in the Torah where every single word of the pasuk is not literal. You have a pasuk, wear tefillin. Where should you wear them? Between the eyes. Right, that's not literal. But the rest of the pasuk is literal. Wear tefillin. Right? The whole pasuk is not literal. Every single word is not literal. I don't know if you have another pasuk like that. I don't know about that. Even ayin tachasayin. So the end of the pasuk, shein tachashein. They're all the same thing. Chabur tachas chabur. What does that mean? A wound for a wound. They're all the same idea. I don't know.
How can you interpret it differently?
That's why you need Torah.
Pick it any way you want it. It's the only way you can go.
That's why you need Torah Shebal Peh. That's why you need Torah Shebal Peh. Without Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebal Ksav doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't get anywhere. You can't learn anything. You can't practice this religion with Torah Shebal Peh alone. You can't. With Torah Shebal Ksav alone. You can't. It's impossible.
I'm talking about, by the way,
by the way, I was waiting for this. That's exactly why Rashi said that Rava got it from his Rebbe. He didn't make it up. What? He didn't make it up. It's a Mesorah. And where did his Rebbe get it from? He got it from his Rebbe. What?
So why did it say it? They said everyone else got it.
What? I know, but there's no other pasuk like this in Shas. There's no other pasuk like this.
That's why we have the Gemara.
There's no other pasuk like this. But every single word of the pasuk is not literal. Right? Sometimes it says, a pasuk, you have a woman, men are fighting, and a woman grabs the private parts of a man. What does it say? You cut off her hand. It says rationally, you don't cut off her hand, she has to pay. But she did grab the privates of a person. That she did do. The whole pasuk is literal, except for the punishment. The punishment is not literal. All right. The rest of the pasuk is literal. Here, that one word of this pasuk is literal. That's the best I can come up with. Okay? Next. Ready for this? Okay, we can take a little bit of a tangent detour now on Yevamos till the end of the parak. Hanitan ala shifcha. Let's say a rumor goes out that a man had relations with a shifcha. Rumors, that's what nitan means. How do they translate nitan in the article?
Subject of rumors.
Rumors, okay.
Suspected.
There's a rumor out there, for various reasons, that a man had relations with a shifcha. Vinishtachra. And she gets freed. Whether it's his own shifcha or someone else's, it makes no difference. Oh, or alavodas kochavim. Or an agai. There's a story that a rumor is going around that this man is having an affair with a guy. Then vinishgaira. And then she becomes a giyoreth. He's not allowed to marry her. Now she's a good Jew. Not allowed to marry her. What if he does marry her? You don't make them get divorced because it's only a rumor. It's only a rumor. We don't know anything for sure. It's a rumor.
For sure.
What happened to Lush and Hara?
No, forget that. How many women convert now for
that's nothing to do. Nothing to do with that.
What you're trying to say is that if he does marry her, then the rumor was true.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think so.
Not at all.
I think so.
Hanitan al Eishes Ish. What if there's a rumor that he's having an affair with a married woman, a Jewish girl, right? Votzia mitachas yado, and the husband hears the rumor and he divorces her, and now you want to run ahead and marry her. Afal pisha kanas, even if you marry her, yotzi make you get divorced.
Why? She's mutal l'shuk.
What? Why yotzi? Midaraisa, asura nami livol. It's usur midaraisa to be with a married woman. The Darshinan v'nitma v'nitma shnei pa'amim echad labal v'echad labo'el. In other words, let's say the rumors are true. Let's say it's true. There's this guy having an affair with a goy. Let's say it's true. Isn't there Isa?
No, it's not.
We don't make it get divorced. What if it's true here? You had an affair with a married woman. You're not allowed to be married. You're not allowed to be with her. That's the difference. If it's true, you had a relationship with some shifcha. That's not asa daraisa. It's not a nice thing to do. It's not asa daraisa. But being with a married Jewish girl is asa daraisa. That's the difference. Okay? Now, hagiores miyahavi. Yet the geirus is a good geirus. Why is she giving me a geir? Because she wants to marry this guy. So we don't allow it. If they did it, the evidence is good. We don't make them get divorced. What do you see from here? It's a good geirus. If a man gets converts for a woman, or a woman converts for a man, or you convert because you want to be the best in the best religion. You want to be from Shlomo's servant. Ain't gira. That's not a gear. You have to convert because you want to be a Jew. Whether you convert because you're afraid of lions, at the kusim. Echad geri chalomos. You had a dream to go convert. Echad geri Mordechai the Esther. Or you convert by Mordechai Esther. You see what an unbelievable nace Purim was. You want to convert. Ain't on gira. Not gira. Achin is gairi bismanazeh. Until you convert, bismanazeh. We'll say what that means in a second. What do you see from here? Our Mishnah seemed to imply it's good no matter what. Hey, you see, it's not true. But Bismanaz Mesalkadaitach? Well, only, what does it mean, Bismanazeh? Ele'ema kibismanazeh. Like today, where, why would anybody want to be a Jew? Why would you want to convert? Why would you want to be a part of this religion? It's a very, very downtrodden religion. Why would you want to be a part of that? Oh, for the right reasons? Oh, then we'll take you. For the wrong reasons? We're not taking you. Hoyt Marallah, Amavitach Bashmu Barbarta, Mishmei Derav, Halacha Kedivri Omer, Kulam Gerimim. We hold that the one who says they're all good Gerim, it's all good. You converted because you want to be you want to marry that person, and the only way they're going to agree to it is if you become a Jew. It's good geiris. You convert because you want to get some job. It's good geiris. You convert because you went to a horoscope and they told you to do it. It's good geiris. It's all good. The reasons are not so pure. It doesn't matter.
Don't we try and talk them out of it?
Yeah, but they're very very persistent.
We're beyond that already.
Well, assuming they hold, they keep all the halachos.
What? Of course. That goes without saying. Says Tosfos. Look at the third Tosfos. Halacha kedivri omer kulam gerim. So hach geri arayos lo dami laha. Don't tell me about what the kusim did. The ikka manda omar kusim geri arayos heim dasam avi ovdim elohehem kedichsiv b'sefer from malachim. So then what do we have a problem with the kusim for? What's our big tie on the kusim? The answer is because after they converted, they were still worshiping idols. That's a no-no. You want to convert for the wrong reasons? That's okay, as long as you're sincere. Right? And others say, no, at some point after they worship idols, they gave it up. So they're good gerim. Right? That's a running machlokes in Shas. Some say they're good, some say they're no good. If all that is true, back in the Gemara, if all that is true, that what? That it's all good, so I can take it married the chachila. Why only be the Eved? The answer is Mishum de Ravasi, Dam Ravasi, Hasar Bimcha Akshos Pe Vilazos Sfasayim. What does that mean?
Remove
from yourself the curving of the mouth.
And bending of lips.
And bending of lips.
Yeah, because when you're doing this, everybody knows what you're doing.
Exactly.
Oh, we're talking about the rumor here.
Yes, huh? So that's it. Rumor. If you marry this woman, everybody's going to talk about
it.
That's what
I said.
Right.
By marrying her, you're saying
it's just true. Exactly. So it's not a nice thing. That's all bottom line. It's not a nice thing.
It's not the best.
Tana Rabbanon. Ain Mekablin Geli Musa Mashiach. We're not going to be Mekablin Gerim in Mashiach's time. Kiyotibo. Lo Kiblu Gerim. They did not accept Gerim. Lo Bimei David. Lo Bimei Shlomo.
Oh, because not missed the boat.
Not during David. No, that's not the reason. Not during David's time. Not during Shlomo's time. Why not? Why didn't they? What? We're on top of the world. Everybody wants to be in the winning team.
That's what I just said.
Right?
You missed the boat.
So says Tosvos.
So how about the wipe after the match of Purim that everybody was Megayer?
Says Tosvos. Lo be made David be Shlomo. May Itai Hagiti, from Itai Hagiti, Ubas Paro, and daughter of Paro, to be made Shlomo, lo Kasha. Don't ask me a kasha. How could they accept them? Why? The midi hu taima el mishum shulchan malachim. The only reason why you're not allowed to accept them is because they want to be on top of the world. Vahani, these people, lo tzrichi, they're already on top of the world. She's already bas paro, she's the king's daughter. So she wants to go from that palace to that palace. Okay, that's fine. That's not a problem. But a stam person wants to be in the Jewish religion, we tell them no, we're very sorry. Avokasha, that's still a problem. Damrina ba'orel, gabi maitha de givonim, to be made David, nitosu gerim al Yisrael, kufnun elef. Thousands of people became gerim. How could that be? V'yesh lomar, dime atzman is gairu. They became gerim on their own. They didn't come and ask permission. And come. They became gerim on their own. What exactly that means? I'm not sure. But they did it on their own. Kid Ashman gabi Mordechai v'Esther. Like we find by Mordechai v'Esther. What does it say? V'rabim me'ame ha'aretz misyahadim. On their own, they became Jews. From now on, practicing Judaism. They didn't ask anybody. They didn't go through any conversion process. Maybe they did, but they didn't ask anybody. That's the point. They didn't come to bed and, oh, we want to be Jews. They just, one day, they came home. Honey, from now on, we're Jews.
So who's
Miscari
there?
Huh?
Somebody was
Miscari. I don't know. V'yesh farb shakasa v'hem, lo kiblu gerim, lo David, they became gerim on their own. Ay, vahi, perek beiz, the Shabbos, and he said, I want to be a ger on condition I be a kohen gadol. That's for the wrong reason. He's only doing it for kavod. The answer is, as Tosfos, batuach hayu hillel tesofo lasos l'shem shemayim. Hillel knew this guy was doing it l'shem shemayim. V'chein he da tcheles da asil kamei de rebbe garini almanas she'etsa lo'os talmud. Right, a woman came and said, be a ger on the condition I marry that guy. So the Tosfos gives the same answer. Rebbe knew that this person would end up being sincere.
But okay? Interestingly enough, we just finished the Gemara that says that we accept them anyway.
Correct.
It doesn't make a difference. We'll accept them anyway.
Correct. And that's how we pass it. As long as they will do the religion, the motive is not relevant.
Right.
Amar Balazar, Maihi, what's this about? Hein Yagur Efes Ba'ofse Mi Yagur Itcha Alecha Yipal Aval Idachlo. Right? In other words, you want to be on top of the world, then we don't take you. Hanitan alayshas ish. Amar Rav. Rav says, ube edim. Well, there has to be edim about this issue. There has to be edim. It says, if you nitan alayshas ish, if there's a rumor about you with alayshas ish, then you can't, and the husband divorces this woman, you can't marry her. There has to be edim. Not just stam a rumor. What are rumors worth? Omer of Sheshes, Amina Kinayim Vzachim Rav Amal Haishmaita. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this. Why? The Tanya. Hamidal Eshazish, Votzia Al Yado. If someone is a rumor on an Eshazish, and the husband throws her out, right? Vinizgar Shabitachas Yide Acher, Im Konas Lo Yotzi. We have a Brisa that says, if you take her, you don't throw her out. Hey Chidami. One second. If there's Edim, Kiyas Achav Asake Lakala Ma. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hi, Echidami. Idik Edim. If there are Edim, Kiyas Achav, another person comes, the Asake Lakala Mahave. And the. One second. What's this case?
She married someone else.
What?
When she married the guy that the rumors are about.
No.
She married someone else.
I'm sorry. No, what happened was, the case is like this.
Huh?
She was married to Reuven. There was a rumor about Levi. He divorced her. Shimon married her. Then Shimon divorced her. Now Levi wants to marry her. Now Levi marries her. Levi was never married to her. Now Levi marries her. Now we let them stay married. Hey Chidon, what's the case? If there were Edim, Kiyas Achav Asake Lekal Mahav. So Shimon came in the middle and broke and married her for a short time in the middle. How does that change anything? If there were Edim, that Levi and this woman are running around together, the fact that Reuven divorced her, then Shimon married her and then divorced her, how does that allow Levi to marry her? What changed?
Isn't this a classic case of Saita?
We're going to get to that. No. Elalav.
He wasn't married.
Yes, he was. Elalav. One minute. Elalav, Deleka Edim. There must be no Edom. V'taima, what's the reason why he could stay married? She could stay married to Levi. The Asa Achav Asake Lakala. Because someone else came and quashed those rumors.
Right.
Shimon came and married her. Halav Hachi, if not for that, Mafkinan. We wouldn't let them stay married. Right? We wouldn't let them stay married. What do you see from here? Even though there's no Edos, right? We don't let them stay married. Rav says it has to be Edom. What talking about Edom? No Edom. Amalach Rav, no. Who adin dafagav delo asa achav afzakei lakala. Even if nobody else would have showed up, e ikka Edom mafkinon. If there's Edom, we make them get divorced. Ilaka Edom lo mafkinon. V'hachi ka amar. Here's how we read the Mishnah now. V'hachi ka amar. Here's how we read it. Even though another man came and married her in the middle, you shouldn't have done that. Right? Right.
So what does it tell you about
that? What? Nothing. How you have to evade him. And if you don't evade him, you shouldn't do it. But if you have it would be okay.
To remain with that
one, exactly. May say, one second. When is all this true? That what? That if you marry her, you have to divorce her. When there's no children, right? When she doesn't have children, what happened here? She was married to Reuven, didn't have any children. But if he had children from Reuven, he doesn't have to divorce her. Why not? Because it'll cause a whole laz, a whole room
on the
children, right? The imbo edei tuma, and if edei tuma show up, afilu yesh kama b'adam teite. Even if there's 20 children,
no, they'll think they're mamzerim.
What?
They'll think
so. What do you see from here? Right? Even if edim don't come, right? Even if edim don't come, imkain. What we see from here?
The rumor's a rumor.
What?
And the rumor's a rumor.
No, that even if there's out, even without children, they have to get divorced, right? So it's a kasha on Rav that Rav said only with Edim. So Rav Muki lo masnisin b'yesh lo Edim v'yesh lo banim. Rav will explain the Mishnah is talking about a case where there are Edim and children. You have to have both conditions. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah said you have to get out. He's not allowed to stay married to her. That's because there were Edim and children.
So
what? You need both
requirements.
Why? Because I hear you. So the Gemara has a similar question. What if you make such a complicated Mishnah? There's Edom and children. What's pushing you have to say all that? Taima deika Edom afkinen v'leke Edom lo mafkinen. And therefore, if Edom yeah, and if no Edom no, look by b'shein lo banim. Afak after leke Edom. There's no children. There's no Edom.
Let me ask you something. Does it make a difference from the first husband children or the second?
No, the first one have children.
One, and the second one?
No. I don't know about the second one. So we'll stop right here. That was the question I left off with. We'll stop right here. With Amar Rava. All right.
So
everybody. So do you have to have warnings?
Yes,
is what?
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. So, it looks like they didn't have warnings.
That's the case.
That's not the case.
They have to pay for it.
What do you think? What do you think?